ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
The Herald of Truth broadcast is on the air, a program of spirit and truth dedicated to teaching the way of God more perfectly. These broadcasts contain keys to help unlock knowledge and reveal hidden truths of the Bible in these last days. Christians, called to a higher level of understanding, will be given Bible-based solutions to their personal as well as national problems. They will want to find out more about their part in God's plan. Our mailing address is Kingdom Identity Ministries, Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas, 72602, and will be given again at the end of this broadcast.
Good evening, this is Brother Mike of Kingdom Identity Ministries, welcoming you to another one of our first of the month live Kingdom Concepts broadcasts. We're being heard tonight over shortwave radio station WWCR on transmitter 3, that's 4.840 megahertz, and transmitter 1, that's 3.215 megahertz, and also over shortwave radio station WBCQ at 7.490 megahertz. Both of those radio stations have an internet link if you'd like to listen to the program over that, or you can go to our radio page at kingidentity.com, KingIdentity.com. Go to the radio page and you'll see links for both those stations and a live link from that page. Tonight is going to be a special program for at least one reason, and that's for starting our 29th year on the air. Our first Herald of Truth program was June 1st, 1992. That was 28 years ago. Our program should be quite interesting, and I've asked David James, a man who's been on several times before, to help me co-host the program tonight. And if you would like to participate, you can call our toll-free number, 877-924-7722. You can remember that number by 877-YAWS-RACE. The subject of tonight's broadcast is most relevant and timely as the cities of our nation are being destroyed by black hoodlums and brainwashed whites in Antifa and other communist agitator gangs. Naturally, all this is being led and financed by the Antichrist and their allies in the media. We will be discussing what really took place in Charlottesville, Virginia, with a man who was there fighting to preserve our heritage. He is the founder of Church of the Sons of Yahweh in northern Georgia and has been a Klansman since 1971, almost half a century ago. I'd like to welcome to the broadcast Tim Dickinson.
Thanks for having me on the show tonight.
Well, we're happy to have you on the show tonight. Before you tell us what really took place in Charlottesville, I believe you have a testimony of how you came into Yahweh's truth that you'd like to give tonight.
Yes, sir. It's on a personal note, I was struggling for about 40 years drinking and hunting for my identity, back and forth from maybe Baptist church to Church of God and stuff like that, back and forth until I finally, you know, found my identity of who I really am. It's hard to think back, you know, I really had to think back to the misery that I was going through all them years, and I just praise Yahweh that I was delivered from that, and that's one point I like to get across to everybody that I speak to, that there's another way of living than that way. So there's a little bit of testimony for you.
Well, if there's any truth, we know that Yahweh Yeshua can change lives. That's what he does. He cleans us all up, makes us all better. Hopefully, I'm a better man today than I was yesterday and a better man tomorrow than I am today.
Oh, yes.
Why don't you tell us what really happened in Charlottesville? I know it's completely different than what the news media reported.
Oh, yes. It's completely different. Start off with, I had been going to rallies, quite a few rallies, and it was the first time I've seen this many people at one time. We had the parking area there was full of different organizations. we sort of got pumped up before we went in, a few speakers pumping us up. And as we went in, came down the parking lot there into the street, we walked right into, well, it's hard to explain what it is. It's like the depths of hell. People spitting on us, throwing stuff at us, fighting. We had to fight our way in. We got up to where the monument is, and we was being, people was throwing stuff at us. It was a fight the whole time, through the whole thing. Black Lives Matter, well, I say communists. The reason why I say this is a lot of people don't know what Antifa is. A lot of people don't know what Black Lives Matter is. But if you say communist Antifa, communist Black Lives Matter, then they sort of get an idea of what we're talking about. So I try to teach myself to say communist Antifa. As we was in there, like I said, bottles and different kinds of fluids was thrown on us. There was a fight the whole time. Tear gas. I want to mention that we had a permit to be there. It was over the taking down of the memorial. The law enforcement stood down. The police officers that was there was laughing at us. It was a very scary time. A lot of busted heads and sticks and anything that they could pick up to fight us with. And it was the whole time. It was almost, we was being, I put it like we were surrounded and cut off. We had no medical that could come in and help the people that was hurt. We was just surrounded by, you know, the hordes of hell, hordes of Antichrist. Right up to maybe 5 to 10 minutes before we were supposed to speak, or the people was to speak, they called it an illegal. They told us to leave. It's an illegal gathering. They pushed us out.
You had a permit, correct?
Yes, we had a permit. But they said because of all the fighting and all that we was there illegally, because we was told to leave, and anybody that was there after like 10 minutes was going to be, you know, put in jail. So we started dispersing, and they pushed us right into the street. We were fighting from the front and the rear, trying to get out and trying to back out. It was sort of like, I don't know if any of y'all remember the movie Escape from New York. It's coming out of, I mean, there was Communist Antifa and Black Lives Matter. They were hid behind trash cans. They were just, it's just hard to explain. We were very outnumbered. But I got through without a scratch on me, you know, praise Yahweh. But they was, you know, a lot of our guys busted heads and stuff like that. But
did the government ask the police to stand down?
Yes, the mayor stood. They stood down. They had riot gear and stuff, and they was surrounding us. Okay, and it was just, they would not intervene on anything. But you know, since then I read a book from the governor that talks about his version of what really happened there, and it's a very sickening book. Matter of fact, I had to throw the book away. It just, you know, complete lies. The media took that thing, of course, and then made it look like we were there legally. Communist Antifa and Communist Black Lives Matter and the other elements, they were there illegally, and, you know, the media tried to make it look like it was white nationalists and all Klan and National Socialists and all stuff like that. Like National Socialist Movement, stuff like that was the bad guys. But of course, that was not true. But you know how the news media is.
Well, you were there right. Peacefully, correct?
Oh, yes, we were there peacefully.
And they attacked you.
But yes, they attacked us. The officials, law enforcement, they just stood back, and it was like it's like a, you know, war in the streets. You know, is exactly what it was, and it went on for, you know, several hours.
May I interject here?
Yes.
Okay. You may not like what I'm going to have to say either, but maybe if you think about it, you might agree.
Right.
See, all these monuments that are in our country are just like the statues in the Catholic Church. They're forbidden by the Father, by the Second Commandment.
Right.
And he says in the scriptures, I should have got the scripture up, but I had just read this. He said he's going to make sure that the monuments, that the images are broken down. And if I was the King Hezekiah of today in our country, I'd tear every one of those monuments down, and I'd smash the four faces, whom two of them are Jews, on that mountain there, right? Lincoln is a Jew.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Lincoln's name was A.A. Springs. His father was named A.A. Springs, and before that, the name was Springsteen. Lincoln was not a white man, and that's plain simple stuff. A lot of people don't know these things. So these statues are not worth fighting for because they're in violation of the father's will. It's just the way it is. I know that, you know, that sound maybe sounds un-American, or you're probably since you're from the South, I don't have this division in my heart, but the Yankees stuff. I don't have anything against the people of the South. I love our brothers and sisters in the South, and I live in the South myself now. So, you know, I'm not a Yankee who, I believe the Yankees are the communists, because the North is always the communists. Now, isn't it funny that this was done in North Carolina? You see, it's just like North Vietnam, just like North Korea. They're all communists. But I'm just saying, I'm not saying that North Carolina is communist, but it is kind of interesting.
Yeah. Well, it was in Virginia.
Oh, I thought this was Charlottesville, North Carolina.
Yes. No, it's not Charlottesville, North Carolina. Virginia.
Oh,
Charlottesville,
well, that's
Virginia.
That's interesting in itself, because I'm going to be reading on my shows soon Eustace Mullins' book. He was from Virginia, and Virginia has been corrupt. Do you remember Senator Byrd?
Yes.
Okay. He talks all about that. So we see what's going on in Virginia right now. I thought that was North Carolina. I thought it was
Charlottesville.
North Carolina. Huh.
No.
Well, I'm not right about everything, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So what do you
think
about
you're talking about Charlotte, North Carolina. It's about 100 miles from me. That's Charlotte, North Carolina. Charlottesville is in West Virginia. Yeah.
Oh, West Virginia. Okay.
No, I'm sorry. Virginia, not West Virginia. Virginia.
Okay. All right, so...
Bye. Wondering how South Carolina, the first state of the Confederacy, got Nikki Haley, at best a rhino, and she's not even white, and a black and a reportedly queer senator in that state.
That is, you said that correctly, Lindsey Graham.
Yeah.
well
what's going on
in
Virginia?
First state of the Confederacy get so degenerate?
Well, like I said, like I told everybody else, when Nikki Haley was running, she ran as a Republican, and everybody was going to, in South Carolina, was going to vote for her for any reason. It come up that she had an affair with like four of her people that was working with her, and it was told that, you know, she had this affair, that she's a harlot. Okay, she screwed away where she's at, right, you know, where she's got herself. She was a harlot. I told everybody that. It was all over the news down here during political time. She got there anyhow. But what she is she's she's an Indian, not an American Indian. She's, you know, the kind that has all the filling stations and got the thing in the ruby or whatever in her forehead. She's that type of Indian.
Yeah, the chakra point.
Yeah.
Virginia has always been one of the most corrupt states. when I was telling you about Eustace Mullins' book, it's called The Curse of Canaan.
Uh-huh.
And it has a whole chapter on Virginia there that you'd be surprised what has taken place in that state. And we see exactly what's going on in it now. It's even worse than it's ever been, the taking away the gun rights or trying to. You've heard of the Dick Act of 1902, haven't you?
The what now?
The Dick Act of 1902.
No, I haven't. No,
okay.
I surely haven't.
Okay, you should look into it. It has to do with they locked it in that they cannot do anything about, you know, gun rights. They can write no laws about taking guns away from the people. It's called the Dick Act of 1902.
Okay.
And it can't be repealed. So all these laws that they've made since the Dick Act of 1902 are all null and void.
Yes.
Okay. So, if you go into a thing about a monument, is that the main purpose of going to this event, was to protect the monument and keep the monument in place? Was that what the real purpose is?
Yes, they were trying to take the monument down, and this was a protest that they, to leave it up.
Okay. Well, see what I was saying about the father not liking images like that, right? Do you agree with that, or what do you think?
Well, I tell you, I haven't really even thought of that. I'll have to check on that. But I know you're not supposed to have any graven images. I haven't really thought of that, but I'll surely check into that. I know you can explain it to me more if you like.
The intent was to honor some great men, like Robert E. Lee was one of the finest Christian gentlemen in this country. But there's other monuments, like the Statue of Liberty, which from the beginning was bad. It was modeled on a French prostitute, and it came out of France during the French Revolution, which was the Illuminati and other things, and then a Jewish poem on the bottom of it saying, basically, send us all your rabble.
And it's standing on an 11-point star. New York is the 11th state to join the colonies. And you know all about 11 and 9/11. The two buildings were in 11 and all those things. If you look into the number 11 and 9/11, you're going to have your mind blown. So everything to do with New York is 11. And, this statue was given by the Freemasons. When we talk about communist groups, we're talking that the Freemasons all over the world have been involved in every revolution, including the American Revolution. And when you're looking at these people out in the streets, Israel Cohen had the racial program for the 20th century. And if you know about that, it was designed to put a guilt trip on the whites and to elevate the Negroes in the sports and entertainment fields until the point where they could marry whites and make them communists, which would help give our nation over to the Communist Party Jews. This was Israel Cohen. Look it up. It's called The Racial Program for the 20th Century. Also, I have pointed out recently that in Albert Pike's letter to Mazzini, it's two Freemasons right there. Notice how Albert Pike's statue is not trying to be taken down. Albert Pike was a homosexual. He could contact Lucifer. He was a Luciferian.
Oh, yeah.
If you were to read the three world wars, it talks about the three world wars. And in the third part, I'm not going to, go get it and read it for you, but I'll just give you a brief synopsis. It talks about unleashing the atheists and the nihilists and causing a social cataclysm between Christians and Muslims and all these kinds of things. And this would be a social cataclysm. That's what we're seeing right now. These people are atheists and nihilists. They're communists.
Yes.
Communism has admitted that it is not comparable with religion or comparable with God. It is anti-God. It was deliberately created to be the antithesis of Christianity and the antithesis of capitalism. And what these things, what you're seeing in America right now is the two different things. This is called the Hegelian dialectic, where two opposing forces fight each other until the point where they synthesize and actually become one. Like the two parties in our so-called democracy?
Yes.
Yes. Well, I'll let you go on.
I was going to say, it probably reminds you what's going on today in the streets of what took place back in Charlottesville when you were there.
It is, I've been wondering when this was going to happen. We've got four more months until the election. You can see what they have done to Donald Trump, all the things they've brought upon him to get rid of him. I'm looking for a summer of blood is what I'm looking for. They're tearing down monuments again. They're spray painting them. They're asking for all kinds of, I heard on the 12 o'clock news a few days ago here in Greenville that they were going to start taking all the monuments down in Greenville, South Carolina. It was from a county council member got on TV and said that. So if they start taking the monuments down and start back on that, like I see on TV that they're already destroying them, then you're going to have the Confederate flag lovers and the historians and League of the South and all those places like that. They're going to be there trying to save the monuments. But all the chaos and confusion that they were putting out for the last 2 weeks, it seems like the far right, me, you know, I was just sitting back laughing. I was saying, you know, let them, you know, niggers doggone, you know, just laughing at them. Let them doggone, you know, make a fool out of herself and let the police fight them, you know, let the police fight them for a while. And, you know, people will see what they are. And that's what's happening. They're seeing what they are. But now they're trying to call, I say it, they're trying to call us out. They're trying to, you know, it would be good just to let them fight it out with the police and let them fight it out and just let the thing just go on over, you know, and just calm down. But I don't see that for the next 5 months. And even, I don't care, I think you might agree with me, it doesn't matter if he wins or loses. You know, either way, there's going to be blood in the street. Because if he wins again, which I believe he will, we're going to have trouble. If he loses, we sure are going to have trouble because that's, you know, if a Democrat ever gets in there again, they've got blood in their eyes. They're communists. They already said they're socialists. They hate America, you know?
Well, it is the Communist Party, according to the fellow there, that Jew. He said that we don't have any need for a Communist Party in America because the Democrat Party is the Communist Party. But let me explain one thing, if you don't mind.
Okay.
I don't know if you're aware of this or you're not aware of this. I did a report on Trump. He is a Scottish Jew.
Yeah, well, I didn't know that.
He's declared himself to be the King of Israel.
Wow.
He has done everything he can to help these Jews. While all this is going on, he just passed another bill that extends Holocaust education in the United States while all this is going on. He's not interested in helping the American people. When he said, make America great again, this, you got to look at this for what it really is. It's the Trump card. The Jews, and he's a Jew, they're just playing. This is professional wrestling. They just play like they don't like him and they're against him. They're as happy. He has done, he's given them the Golan Heights. Do you know anybody that can give away the Golan Heights?
No.
I mean, okay, well, this is, what this is, what it comes down to, and let me just say a few more things and I'll shut up. And I figured this out. This is another Jewish communist revolution in America. Why do I say that? Because the blacks are communists. Because
yes.
Antifa are communists. They were communists back in Germany in the Weimar Republic. It's the same organization. They're all over the world. Yeah. And now you also have the police who are standing down, and police have been seen smashing windows out and encouraging looting. Police have been seen in New York City lighting their own van on fire. All right. Why would that be? People may say, well, geez, why is that happening? Because police are Freemasons. Almost every police officer is involved in the Freemasonic order. And as I said before, the Freemasons have been involved in every revolution in this world, including the American Revolution. Now, what does this all come down to? I just wanted to mention this part and then I'll shut up for a little while. The knees are being bowed. What is this all about? Who are they bowing their knee to? When this nigger, this Jewish nigger, you see, they don't know Colin Kaepernick is a Jewish nigger, that his mother is a Jew. All you got to do is look at him and say, oh, I can see the Jew. It's a Jew with a big afro.
Yeah.
All right?
He's also called a porn star violating white women.
Sure. So is George Floyd. This guy's been in and out of prison for the last, I've got a whole bunch of information on this fellow. This guy is one of the biggest criminals. You know, that's what's so funny about the black race is they can't even come up with one individual leader or anything that was a just man. Well, they're not men anyway, but a just beast of the field. All of them are criminal niggers. But here's what it comes down to. When he bowed his knee in the football games, he was going against the heavenly establishment on earth, the Israelite nations. He was going against America, which is one of the Israelite nations, the heavenly realm on earth. So he's not only going against the heavenly realm and Yahweh in heaven, but he's going against Yahweh's children's nations by bowing his knee and saying, but who is he bowing his knee to go against? To Baal, ladies and gentlemen. That's who. And the cops have bowed their knees to Baal, and the politicians are bowing their knees to Baal, and there are people in our race that are bowing their knees to Baal and have joined what I call the human race. Human meaning colored man. The white man is man and woman. The human is colored man. And when you're fighting for human rights, those type of things. You're fighting for colored man's rights. Whitey doesn't understand that. And this is something that we all need to understand. We're not human, white people. We're man. And so that's who it was in the Constitution, that all men were equal. Well, it was talking about all of our men, our people. All the others were three-fifths of men, including Jews who were race mixed with every race under the planet. So what you're seeing right now, and I'm telling you this is the truth, is they're all showing solidarity and bowing their knees to Baal. Let me just read you one scripture, and that's all I have to really say about it at this point. But this is in Romans 11:4, and it says, but what saith the answer of Yahweh unto him? I have reserved to myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to the image of Baal.
And a lot of the brainwashed whites that are kneeling before the blacks are chanting a little ritual, which essentially is a religious ritual.
Yes, because they've joined the human race in going against their own race. And the last thing I'd say about this is, you know how the Father says that he's going to put the goats on the left and the sheep on his right. Well, he doesn't even have to do that with a lot of these people. They're doing it for him. They are revealing who they are and who they stand with. These politicians are all bowing their knee to Baal. These football superstars, these actors, these singers, these so-called stars, all these different people are showing that they worship the light bringer.
Well, these kosher conservatives are exposing themselves. I think some people should wake up because of that in the Rhino Republicans.
Yes, and Lucifer is the god of every religion on this planet. And I'm not talking about real Christianity. Judeo-Christianity has a Jewish God in heaven. There is no Jewish God in heaven. All right? And the Freemasons worship Lucifer. And the Catholic Church has declared that Lucifer is God and that Jesus is his son. In case you don't know that, that was done. This current pope did that. Anyway, go ahead, and I just wanted to get that out to the people. And I hope that this really gave you some ideas on what's really going on. I believe that this is the bowing of the knee to Baal. This is where the lines are really being drawn.
Tim, why don't you tell us what happened with the man who was accused of murder, who had Antifa attack his car, and then one of them supposedly died?
That's the Field. His last name is Fields. What happened? He was there. He was no part of any group. He was just there. His mother said that he got up that morning and said that he was going to go to some rally. She didn't know. Didn't know anything about Charlottesville. He got in his car, left. He got there, and all the fighting started. And there were some communist Antifa with ARs. I believe they call them the John Brown Gun Club. Okay, you know who John Brown was.
Yeah.
Okay, it's the John Brown Gun Club, and they were, everything was in chaos, and the boy, Mr. Fields, went to his car, and there was the horde of Antichrist, Black Lives Matter, communists, Black Lives Matter, and communist Antifa and the like were coming down through there, had the road blocked. They were beating his car with bats, trying to get in the car, busting his windows, busting his back window. This is what you don't see this on TV. He gassed it, and he run into that crowd. Now, the communist slut that got killed there, I can't think of her name, but she wasn't even hit by the vehicle. Well, I've seen clips of that where he run into the crowd. She was like three bodies over, and she was so obese in that heat that she died of a heart attack. That was brought up in court. She was not even hit by the car. Now that boy is doing all that, you know, life with 400 something years for trying to, you know, he was a younger guy, and he gassed it because he was trying to get away from there because they were basically trying to beat him to death. So that's the truth of Charlottesville. That's the truth about what happened there. But you know, the boy's still got, you know, he's still got some appeals, and maybe 20 years from now, you know, or 10, 15, 20 years from now, there'll be a different sentiment about it, and maybe the boy can get some of that time knocked off of him. But, you know,
even the news media said he was going a maximum of 40 miles an hour. Well, that's not very fast, and certainly if that's the maximum, it means he was trying to get away at a slower speed.
See, it's what people don't understand is when we was leaving, the guys that was at the end of the line was having to fight, turn around, walk backwards, and fight them off of us. Okay, the crowd that was leaving. And the streets was completely full. Could you imagine a street full of nothing but a bunch of damn niggers, bunch of niggers hollering, screaming, kill Whitey, and beating the windows and destroying everything, and the reason why I say, another reason why I say Black Lives, communist Black Lives Matter, is because at the first of it, when Black Lives Matter walked through, they were carrying communist flags. That's what pissed me off more than anything, was seeing those communist flags in America. But when communist Black Lives Matter walked through there, them communist flags, it was a big holler screaming, yeah, and they would just fight that much more. But I can say something about the monument. The monument is still up, and there's a law now that it will never be brought into court again, or they can never take it down. So, you know, the blood that was spilled and lives that was spilled over there on our side, it was for victory because it's still up. Now, you know, I really don't care about the monument. I'm not a Confederate flag freak or monument freak. But I sure love to go into a doggone fight, though. That's what,
so what a lot of people don't realize is that the whites, especially the politically incorrect Christian patriots, they're brutalized by the police every bit as much and maybe more than so-called blacks that are brutalized occasionally.
Well, I agree with that because I've got scars to prove it. You know what I mean?
You're the enemy in the eyes of the media. You know, they're saints if they kill a black agitator.
Yeah. Well, you know, he was on four different, they had an autopsy. First they had a coroner's, and said that, you know, he died of choking. And then they've come out with the autopsy. He had four different major drugs, heroin, cocaine, methamphetamine in him. So he was about dead before they even put him on the ground. Now, a white bag fell out of his pocket when they put the cuffs on him to lock him up. You see where it's almost every time you don't see the whole film, you don't see the whole clip. You see someone taking pictures of parts of it. You don't see all of it. They put the cuffs on the guy, and when he got on the other side of the car and the dope fell out, he started to fight. It's like, I believe they said for almost 10 minutes they were trying to fight him to get him in the car because he was unruly. And you know, he's died of a heart attack. They said he was about dead before the fight even started. So, I mean, he's no angel.
He's been in prison.
You don't get the truth from the media.
Yeah, he's been in prison time after time after time after
five
time.
Five times. He's done five stints doing hard time.
You're talking about, okay. Well, believe it or not, I got this whole thing on this. You should see this. It's remarkable. One thing all the beasts of the field have in common, and you know the scriptures tell us that if you bless Israel, you will be blessed. And if you curse Israel, you will be cursed.
Yeah.
And we bless all these beasts of the field and have for centuries and centuries, thousands of years, and they do nothing but curse us back. And the best example of that is South Africa. Our people, the Boer German people, went over there and they fed the whole continent. And what's happening to them right now? You see, this is what I was talking about with human's rights. Human doesn't include white man. There are rights violations going on in South Africa right now, right? Against the white people. How come the human right people aren't bothering with them? Because whitey's not involved in humanity.
I've never thought of it like that. You're correctly right.
I believe that is the truth. That's something that I've realized recently, and it's very incredible because the reason why they don't tell Whitey that he's not involved in humanity and human rights is because they want him to fight for human rights. In other words, to help destroy his own self.
Yeah. Correct.
Well, that's what the Jews have always tried to do, was mongrelize us out of existence, because they can control the other races, but they can't control a woken up pure white man.
And that brings me to this, Mike. Let me just say this, because it's something that blew me away and that I've just realized in the past few shows I've done. Before Adam came onto this planet, the other races were here. And the devil was ruling the planet and wasn't having any problems, so to speak, because brown man doesn't give him any problems and the seed of the dragon. But what happened was, we were sent here to take over and dominate this planet and take it away from this devil. And so the devil has been mad at us ever since, and his offspring. And what he wants to do now, and this is something you should realize, you must have heard this, they want all of us to race mix into becoming a brown race.
Yes.
What is that telling you? That's telling you that the devil wants to go back to a time before Adam was here so that he can be comfortable in ruling the world again. As long as one white man is on this planet and our father is alive, they want to kill Yahweh. That's what Armageddon's all about. So the devil is trying to bring, erase us and our father, write us out of the picture completely, so that he can go back to the time before we were here and rule the earth again like he did before. What do you think about that?
He's using two methods. One is race mixing, because theoretically if we're mongrelized out of existence, then he has the victory. And then the other one is through aborting white children, killing those, and having homosexuality. Those are the two things that Christ predicted would be in the end times, was as in the days of Noah, that was race mixing, and as in the days of Lot, and that was homosexuality, Sodom and Gomorrah.
And then you have wars that have culled us down over and over. But there's something else I realized when I talked about the rite of the ninth circle, which is a cult that rapes children, drinks their blood, and eats their flesh. It's called the rite of the ninth circle. This current pope and a lot of the religious leaders around the world have all participated in this. And that is another way they've been killing our children. I mean, where are 500 or 300 to 500,000 children going in America every year? Where are they disappearing to? Good point, right? That's another way they're killing our race. Because Alistair
and that's
Crowley,
what they tried to do with Christ and in the time of Moses also.
Yes. Crowley, Alistair Crowley, who was called 666 the Beast, I found out he was of Jewish heritage. I wasn't surprised at that, though. But he said that a blonde-haired, blue-eyed child was the ultimate for sacrifice and to drink the blood and so on and so forth. They believe, you know, B.F. Jackson's book talks about how the Jews do not have the life force in their blood and they do in their bone marrow, so they have to race mix. If they were to stay alone on an island by themselves like Madagascar, they would perish after a certain amount of time. They need to race mix. They've been race mixing. That's why they're not a race. They've mixed with every race. They're a conglomerate. They're not a race themselves. And so that's what's going on. They believe if they can drink the blood of our children, they get spiritual, you know, force out of it.
And when they kill them, they purposely torture them because they believe that the adrenaline in the blood is extra benefit to them.
Right. It's called adrenochrome, and they become addicted to it. What do you think, brother?
I never. You're over top. You're over my head. That went over top of my head there.
Well, adrenochrome means that when they go to sacrifice the child, they torment the child, and the child becomes, the adrenaline rises up in the child. Then they take a needle, and they draw the blood out of the back of the neck of the child, and they drink that, and they're addicted to it. It's adrenochrome. It's blood with the adrenaline in it.
Okay.
Yes.
They and also mix the blood with their Purim cookies.
Sure. Yeah, maybe,
they're an evil race that has done the bidding of their father, the devil, throughout history.
That's right. And they always will do that because we're at war with these people. It's called two-seed line theology. When the devil, Cain is not one of our brothers. He's not in the lineage of Adam anywhere in the Bible. The angel had sex with Eve. He tricked her into having sex. And Cain was the offspring. He was an hybrid. Cain was these Pharisees, his people down the ages, that Jesus said, you are guilty of all the blood that has been shed from Abel to Zechariah. Or Zacharias, it says in another one, right? That was John the Baptist's father. They killed him in the temple. Now, how can he blame people for Abel's blood in the time of Jesus? Because they are Canaanite Jews.
Right.
Okay? So they, the seed line of Cain, and of course Esau, who race mixed himself out of oblivion, these people are the Edomites of today and the Canaanites of today. They admit that Edom is in modern Jewry.
Right.
They're not of any of the tribes of Israel that never were, never will be. They are fables, all these things.
They also use dialectics and control both the right and the left, the so-called right and the so-called left. They have their so-called right, which is kosher conservatism, on their Fox News, and they have their left-wing programs. But a lot of whites are agitated looking at these black beast savages and the way they're acting, but they don't realize that what may come out of it is martial law and other provisions that will actually hurt our own race in the long run. That's their plans.
Well, if the far right comes out, like I was predicting, and start coming out and fighting, they're going to take the light off of the far left and make it look like everybody on the far right are the troublemakers. You have one white man do something wrong, and you see what happens.
This is a game.
They'll call for gun legislation and everything else.
We're the wrong one, sir.
This is all a game. In other words, I'm not far right or far left. I'm on the narrow road that leads to eternal right, life. I don't go to the left. I don't go to the right. I stay in the middle on the Father's road. You see, this far right and far left is the Hegelian dialectic. The first thing you got to realize is the Jews divided our Bible into two parts. They ripped out the center of it, which is the Apocrypha, and they called it the Old Testament and claimed it for themselves. And then they called the new part the New Testament and claimed that that was for the Christians. And now they claim that's anti-Jewistic. I will not use that term. But I tell you that there is not an Old Testament or a New Testament. This is a ploy of the Jews to divide and conquer. There's only one Testament. This is a book. The Bible is a book about the race of Adam. It's not a religious book, so to speak. The Father got rid of the priesthood because of things that were going wrong. This Bible is the history, his story, the story of Adam. And Jesus is a great part of Yeshua is a great part of the story of Adam. So this is why it's all important to realize that the Jews divide and conquer. For instance, what is democracy? Democracy is another Hegelian dialectic where you pick one of the parties as a citizen of this so-called country or the corporation that it is, and you say, well, I'm a Democrat, and the other, and you fight against the Republican. Or you say, I'm a Republican, and I want to fight against the Democrat. How can that be the United States of America? You'll never be united that way, because democracy, according to Ezra Pound, is a country controlled by Jews. Democracy, I have found out from Saul Alinsky a couple of years ago, I never knew this, is not for white people. Democracy is for the colored men, the have-nots of the world. It's to come
and
steal.
Well, theocracy is our form of government.
Yes.
Yeah. Pardon me, but we have a couple callers, and I'd like to take them before we run out of time tonight. Our first caller is from Ord, Nebraska. You're on the air.
I've been hearing about this propertarian movement to make some changes in the United States Constitution to better protect the white people from the money system that we have, and to protect the white people from the other races. Like, for example, they want to make the big blue cities into separate states so they don't control the whole state. And I wondered if any of the three of you had any information about that, whether what your opinion is.
Anybody want to
speak about it? It's the propertarian movement. Kurt Doolittle is the mastermind, and on YouTube there's John Mark is promoting it. John Mark.
Okay. Let me just say a little something about it. A lot of people think that the Constitution is the end all, but the Constitution is what got us where we are right now. That's why when the woman asked Ben Franklin, what kind of government did you give us, sir? He said, a republic, if you can keep it. He knew that we weren't going to keep it. And he was a Jew himself, a Jew Freemason, and a very dirty fellow, even though he's, you'll see all the heroes that you see, like, you know, in this world are always the scoundrels. You see, they don't show Eustace Mullins. They don't make any statue of Eustace Mullins, do they? And they don't even want you to even know about his books or whatever, right? I'm just trying to say that that's what this world is all about. This world is hell, in a sense. It's the prelude to hell. Anytime you're separated from Yahweh in heaven, it's hell. So this constitution has led us right to this area. And if you were to totally restore it again to its thing, it would lead us right to this area. Only Yahweh's laws and statutes would be the thing that would straighten out everything. True liberty is given by obeying Yahweh's laws. If you were to, if every citizen in the, in these United States obeyed Yahweh's laws, it would produce liberty. You wouldn't have to worry about someone cheating with your wife. You wouldn't have to worry about somebody coveting your goods, et cetera, et cetera. I'll just leave it at that. You get what I'm saying. I figured that out. The liberty that they're talking about, the Freemasons, is liberty that supersedes your liberty. In other words, queers' liberty, and so on and so forth.
Well, theocracy is the only way we're going to be able to enforce that, not through democracy. But Benjamin Franklin did say that he wanted to ban all the Jews from this country.
Yes, he did. And he called them vampires. And that's exactly what they are.
Well, are you saying you don't like...
Any other comments from Nebraska there?
Yeah, I don't understand. Is he against all the constitutions?
No. I'm not against the Constitution. The Constitution was a secondary decent thing, but they have totally overridden it. And if you were to return it to its former glory, it will give you a time period again. But look, if this nation's only a little over 200 years old or whatever, right?
Constitution and all governments are only good when they're consistent with Yahweh's laws. Man-made laws are wrong. Also, it depends on the people. The Constitution is superior to most governments on Earth, but I would rather have a monarchy, which I don't think is the greatest form of government, with all white people, all Israelites, than I would with a mixed constitutional government where there's mongrels and black savages and certainly Jews in the land.
Well, let's look at freedom of religion just for a second. Now, you are free to be a Satanist if you want here. If you have listened to any of my shows, go to davidjamesboston.com. davidjamesboston.com. My whole archives are there. Go listen and find out about all the religions of the world. I've been doing a lot of studies on this whole thing. These people are laden down with Freemasons. Their god is Satan. The United Methodist Church fights for, you'd be surprised at what is really going on. The Baptists are full of Freemasons.
Pardon me, David, but we just have a couple minutes left, and I'd like to get to this next caller.
Yep.
Thank you, Ord, Nebraska, for calling. And now, Rochester, New York, you're on the air.
Yes, I'm in Arkansas right now, but it's okay. I came in late on the show. David, I want to ask you what your phone number is. I called you in the past, never got your call back, but here's what I want to ask you. You got Camper Ray and Swift, very good ministers. I listened to all the old tapes saying, you know, that Russia's going to attack. But Putin looks like he's a good follower of Yahweh's system today. What's the contradiction? Can you explain a little bit?
Putin is Jewish. And unfortunately, he does try to put on a good show because he's trying to make himself look good over America. But he's a suck up to the Jews just like all the rest of them. And okay. Russia, the people, the big, what do you call it in Russia, the big holy man in Russia just said that the Christian's God and the Muslim's God is the same God. But the problem is that Allah is Hubal, which translates to Halel and Lucifer. So it's not the same God. So the only problem with Camper Ray and Dr. Wesley Swift was, you know, you can't always be right about everything. I'm not right about everything. In their time, it really looked, because of this Russian Cold War, it looked like that was going to be Gog and Magog and all these things. But that just didn't turn out to be that way. But those fellows are right in most of everything they say. I mean, especially Compa Ray. I haven't heard all of Dr. Wesley Swift. But all I'm saying
is
that's just my...
mentioned quite often that China would be involved. But we have to cut this off here because we're at the end of the hour. Tim, would you like to give some contact information in case people would like to contact you for more information of what took place?
Yes. Yes. My P.O. box is Church of the Sons of Yahweh. It's 33A Ray Talley. That's two words. Ray Talley Court, and it's 271, and that's Simpsonville, South Carolina. Like Simpsons, the Simpsons on TV, it's Simpsonville, South Carolina, 29680. My number, if anyone would like to call, preferably after 5 in the afternoons, is 864-399-6062, 864-399-6062.
Well, I'd like to thank you for being on the air with us tonight. It's been a most interesting program, but we're out of time. We're actually running a little overtime. So
okay.
I'm going to have to put the ending announcement on. And thank you again, and thank you, David, too.
We pray that your spiritual ears have received today's message and that you are fed with strong meat relevant to solving the needs of our nation and Christian civilization everywhere. Herald of Truth is sponsored by Kingdom Identity Ministries through the financial support and prayers of listeners like you who love the truth of God's Word and want to see it broadcast throughout the land to awaken His people. If you would like a
CD
of today's message, tell us the date and station to which you are listening and send a donation to cover our cost plus help with radio time to Kingdom Identity Ministries, Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas, 72602. We would appreciate donations made by our international listeners to be in U.S. funds. For a free introductory packet of information, including our doctrinal statement of beliefs, plus lists of books and tapes to aid you in your study of biblical truth, write Kingdom Identity Ministries, Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas, 72602, USA. Or request this material by calling 870-741-1119. That's 870-741-1119. Visit our internet website by going to www.kingidentity.com. Type www.kingidentity.com. We invite you to listen regularly to Herald of Truth broadcast for more dynamic messages proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom at this same time and station.